Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being, because we have Mike Clem with us, and we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about the United Nations, this move towards world government, and who it is who is financing this. Thank you so very much for being with us, Mike.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, your group is called freedomamerica.org, is that it?
That's correct, Freedom America, and that's our website, freedomamerica.org.
And, of course, Mike, and he works with somebody, is it Jamie Wheeler that you work with?
Yes, Jamie Wheeler is the president of Freedom America, and he's been doing this for years and years. We work to basically safeguard American sovereignty and our individual liberty from, you know, encroaching world government.
Well, of course, but don't we live in one world? I mean, wouldn't it be better off if we had a world government and we just didn't have any war anymore? I mean, that's certainly the argument that's made. And isn't it beholden? Aren't we all beholden to try to help people elsewhere in the world? So how do you respond when people use that sort of an argument?
Well, I think we look at it in two ways. One, our freedoms and constitution is something that's very dear and should not be superseded or subverted by an unelected body. You or I did not vote for anybody that supposedly represents us or any nation in the United Nations, and simply they're making legislation without representation that impacts our lives and our freedoms. And secondly, we feel that the UN is rife with corruption and fraud and waste that it doesn't really do an effective job anyway of actually helping or giving humanitarian aid to people. And you speak of illusion or delusion, and I think that's the way they sell it. That's what they tell us, because, you know, at heart, Americans are good people. They're kind people. We want to help those in need and the poor, and that's the way they sell the program. That sure, that's, you know, that's what the UN does, but it isn't really. If we look at what they've done, you know, they let genocide go on, a million dead in Rwanda, and they turn a blind eye and skim money off of food for oil
for food there in Iraq. Sure,
yeah, oil for food. And meanwhile, letting dictators run rampant and doing nothing, and it simply enhancing their own power. And meanwhile, they see us, I think, as the last bastion that stands before their.
And really, there's only one thing that stands between the world and world government, and that's the United States of America, at least the people of the United States. The tragedy is there are an awful lot of people in our government who have no loyalty to this country, who really do look forward to the time when the world will be as one. One world, one religion, one tyranny. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Well, with us this afternoon is Mike Clem. We're going to be talking about his group, which is Freedom America, and they are trying to get the American people to understand there is an organized, orchestrated effort being financed by some of our greatest corporations to bring about a world government. And they put out a little pamphlet, they sent me a copy of it, going into the background of the organizations here in the United States that are funding something, say like the United Nations Associations. Sounds pretty benign. But its real purpose is to bring us into a world government, and with that, the end of our national sovereignty, the end of our property rights, the end of our individual rights, the end of our constitutional rights. And who are the people who are funding this? Because it looks like some of the most powerful corporations in America are intent upon the destruction of American national sovereignty. Would that be a fair statement, Mike?
Oh, yes, yes. It's eye-opening, the list that we could document, and of course, you know, there's some shady areas that it's very hard to investigate and probe and find out. But what we could find, we put in our little report, UN Lobby Exposed, and found that, you know, there's anywhere from $750,000 to $1 million spent every year on direct lobbying for pro-UN programs on Capitol Hill. Money that's also given in campaign contributions from these organizations. For instance, in the last election cycle in 2002, the Peace PAC, which is a pro-UN group, gave money to 39 congressional candidates. All of them happen to be Democrats. But they get out there, they fund campaigns, they have people on Capitol Hill, and we try to make people aware of that so that we get them to speak up against this.
And it's true, it's not just the United Nations Associations and these various PACs. I mean, you have great corporations that are involved in funding this. You have the great tax-exempt foundations that are funding this move towards world government. You have certainly people in really dozens of non-governmental organizations that are working towards this ultimate goal, of American sovereignty. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and now that all of our stations are on board, our guest is Mike Klemm. We're talking about Freedom America, the group he works with, and their effort to expose part of the funding of this movement towards the United Nations. And certainly the United Nations Association is one of these groups, and Peace PAC, and of course so much of this is being sold under the idea of, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a one world government in the end of war? But of course what people really don't understand is the people who are pushing for world government have created the wars so there'd be a justification for creating a world government. In fact, that was behind the First World War. What was the slogan? The war to end all wars. How was it going to come about? Why, we were going to form a League of Nations, and when that failed, well, they set out to, we had to have another war, and we're still not in a complete world government yet. There's still an awful lot of Americans who hold on to those archaic ideas of individual freedom and God, but I'm sure another great war or major catastrophic event, and we can give them to get them to give up their archaic ideas, just as so many people in Europe have. Well, Mike, what luck have you had as you've talked to people about this organized, orchestrated effort to destroy American sovereignty and our constitutional guarantees of freedom and merge us into the New World Order or world government or call it what you will. Basically, it is a world tyranny.
Well, we find that I think people are shocked that that the UN actually lobbies on Capitol Hill and in Washington and has pro-UN lobbies that provide campaign contributions to candidates and to congressmen. And they're amazed. And then when they ask, well, what are they lobbying for? Well, it's things like the Kyoto Protocol, which is supposedly to, you know, protect our environment by reducing greenhouse gases.
But, of course, it really is to destroy the economy of the United States, because this doesn't apply to the greatest polluters in the world, like communist China. No, it's just going to be an attack on our infrastructure, and if the Kyoto Protocol were ever to be enacted, we would have to cut back about 40% on our energy consumption. You'd have to give up your air conditioning, your car. You'd have to give up just about everything, but at least things would be better over in communist China.
Yeah. And, yes, it would be just devastating to our economy, loss of jobs, and our standard of living. And as you said, it doesn't even apply to those that those, many were exempt from it.
Well, it's really all an effort to build up the economies of the third world nations and destroy the economy of the first world nations. And, of course, most of the science that goes into this is totally fraudulent, but it's financed by the government. It's financed by the great tax-exempt foundations. It's financed by the environmentalists, which are financed by the great foundations and the great corporations. And even you'll find the oil companies pushing this whole thing to do away with oil. Why? Because they're not interested in anything other than the establishment of this one world tyranny. And you go into the background of these organizations, you find out they have a different agenda, not necessarily making money for their stockholders, which is all well and good, but a much higher calling, and that is this idea of a world government. You know, Mike, as you you send out this little pamphlet, and how can people get the pamphlet that you sent to me?
Well, they could go to our website, which is www.freedomamerica, all one word, freedomamerica.org, or they can call our message center at 509-695-2768 and ask for the current report, UN Lobby Exposed.
Well, why don't you give that number just one more time? Because you always have to give your number at least three times before people remember it.
Oh, yes, I have a hard time remembering numbers. It's 509-695-2768 or freedomamerica.org.
All right, fine. And we'll get that number out once again here as we go along with the program. Now, of course, you point out in your pamphlet that the United Nations, even though we only have one vote, how much, what percentage of the overall expenses of this corrupt world organization do we shoulder?
Well, we carry quite a bit. For instance, just for, here's another thing that lobbying was going on, and I think people didn't realize it. You know, Ronald Reagan took us out of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization.
UNESCO, right.
But the pressure's been so great, the arm-twisting on Capitol Hill has been going on ever since then, that we just got back into it. And we carry a whopping 25% of that organization's entire budget, while there are 190 other supposed members that divide up the remaining part of the budget.
And don't we carry the bulk of the United Nations so-called peacekeeping operations, the one, of course, where they go in and ravage many times the country, or as they're doing in Kosovo now when they're burning down the homes of the Serbian Christians, they simply sit there and let them burn down the homes?
Exactly, yes.
What percentage of the UN peacekeeping operations do we fund?
I'm trying to find. I have some numbers as far as what we pay.
I thought it was something about 20%, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. We just authorized a $71.4 million funding request for that kind of thing, and it's just shocking that we carry the burden. Basically, I heard someone once describe it as that the UN puts its hand in our back pocket while shaking the other as a fist in our face.
And, of course, we pay such a tremendous amount, I think probably of 23-24% of the overall salaries there, the overall cost of the United Nations organization. And we have one vote and there are 190 other nations. Now, what's wrong with this picture? After all, it's a one-man, one-vote proposition. Well, what's wrong with it is that we shouldn't be paying any more than our proportional share of our voting. I mean, if everybody's going to get one vote, that's what they should pay for. But the thing is that most of these other countries really don't believe in the United Nations. They of course, send their people there because we help, in many instances, to fund this entire organization. In fact, the major driving force behind this move towards world government is and always has been the United States of America. They're the major force behind the International Criminal Court, and we got everybody else to go into that by pretending to be against it. But don't you worry, will eventually take the limitations off of our soldiers and off of our citizens. In fact, didn't the president just do that, Mike?
For the International Criminal Court,
right.
Yes.
He just did that after saying over and over and over again that we would never go along with that, we would never make our soldiers subject to international criminal persecution and prosecution. Suddenly, he just immediately reversed himself after they'd snookered all the other countries into going into it because they hated America, and here was a way of getting back at America, and now, increasingly, now they have the 60 nations they need to bring about this international criminal court. They already have a world court, a world police force, moving towards a world army. They have a world parliament. They have a world executive branch. That's Kofi Annan. But the man who's really behind him is a man named Maurice Strong, who along with that great Democrat Gorbachev and Stephen Rockefeller, both multi-billionaires, wrote something called the Earth Charter, the new Ten Commandments for the world. So, Mike, what's going to happen if the Americans don't understand, don't learn that this is a plan for a world government and the destruction of our sovereignty, and take a stand and just simply vote the congressmen out who are supporting it?
Well, I'm afraid that we will find our liberty disappearing one day. We'll just wake up and it'll be gone because we've allowed it to happen. We haven't spoken against it, you know. Something like the International Criminal Court. I think people don't realize it's going on, that this is reality, that you could be prosecuted at the whim of some dictator without your constitutional guarantees and be tried by a court of, I think it's 18 foreign judges.
Well, of course, the other thing is that they can pass hate crime legislation, and they can say it is, against the laws of the world to be critical of homosexuality, and to say that God thinks that this is a sin against God and against, morality, and you could be sent to prison for saying something like that. In fact, I'm not even sure that that wouldn't be the case now, thanks to George W. Bush bringing us our soldiers, and with our soldiers, I'm sure, every citizen under the control of the International Criminal Court, and yet nobody's talking about it. It's amazing. Rush Limbaugh doesn't mention this, and Bill O'Reilly doesn't mention this, and Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather. I wonder why they're not warning us of the fact that no longer does our constitutional protections protect us from international criminal law, where in courts where you are guilty until proven innocent, and where the right of habeas corpus does not exist, and where you would be confined in prison indefinitely until they got around to trying you without a trial by jury, simply by foreign judges, many from communist countries, who hate everything America stands for.
That's right. I suppose it's all part of that big corporate global structure that keeps that keeps the information out from the American people.
Well, how are we going to reach them, Mike? I know that you're doing everything you can, and we're certainly doing everything we can by radio, but, getting people to be willing to even read something, and I think your product, your pamphlet that you're putting out, I think is a very, very important contribution. Again, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get that? Is there a charge for it?
No, it's free. We're a nonprofit organization. We rely on donations from individual Americans across the country, and they can go to freedomamerica.org or call our message center at 509-695-2768 and ask for a copy, and we'll be happy to send it to them.
And what's the title of it again?
It's called The UN Lobby Exposed.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we'll be back here in just a moment or two with Mike Klem. Give us a call. Now, many of you out there in the listening audience may be tired of hearing about the United Nations, but, you may be not especially like to hear about it. Now, how'd you like to live under a tyranny? Because the same occult forces that energized Stalin, that energized Adolf Hitler, are working within the United Nations today, because it has always been the crown jewel of those who would enslave the world. Another of our fascinating four-tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish
concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this evening is Mike Clem. We're talking about the United Nations. What most people don't understand is, for instance, they have plans. They want to control our air. And now this is all decided at international meetings. And then, of course, it's sent down orders coming through Agenda 21, the Council on Sustainable Development, to convince the American people, oh, we're all going to die of air pollution. Why do you realize that out in the Central Valley in California, why there's so much air pollution that there are children with asthma and missing school, and so much of it's coming, well, from the methane expelled by the cows there. 25% of the air pollution in the Central Valley of California is coming from methane from cows. And actually, this is what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter how foolish it is, they're saying it. And so we've got to come up with a program to cut down on that methane excretion into the air so that the poor children, the children, they're getting asthma. trouble. A lot of children getting asthma because they're giving them all the vaccines. And, of course, this is priming their immune system for just exactly the tragedy. But they create the problem on one hand, and then they've always got a solution. A whole flock of new government controls of our lives. People don't understand that they're limiting the fishing here. They're limiting the lumbering here in the United States. They plan to regulate every aspect of life, and it's not just in the United States. The same things are going on throughout the world under Agenda 21 and sustainable development that are going on here. And the average individual has no idea. And right now we've got Fred calling in from Salinas, and he used to be a fisherman. Do you see the hand of these international agencies working through our local agencies to control fishing, Fred?
Well, we've been seeing it here for years and years. I've worked up and down the whole coast, and I seen it way back in the 50s in the early 60s when we had to go out there and fish with huge Russian fleets, and we've been seeing it for years.
Now, are the Russian fleets still out there, and the Chinese fleets?
Oh no, they're gone. They took off a long time ago. They're all in scrap piles in Russia now. And but I've just been looking at when this really started was when Nixon stopped the Bretton Woods Agreement. That's when we went off the gold standard, it looked like.
That was August of 1971, right?
71. And that's when it looks to me like it really started in big time.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on what Fred is saying there, Mike?
Well, talking about the sea, that's, again, before Congress is the Law of the Sea Treaty currently right now. And it would even expand the UN's reach into our oceans by simply basically giving them power to tax and regulate and enforce its will on anybody that wants to even mine the seabed.
Or even travel on the sea, really.
Travel, yeah.
And I think it's...
Even the fishermen working out in mid-Pacific now are being taxed and tracked. All the fishing boats have GPS trackers on them now.
That's so the government can watch them. Then they want to watch, they want to have trackers in all of our cars, too. They want to track everybody and everything, just like in George Orwell's 1984, and people laugh and they say it could never happen here. And I'd like to ask, why couldn't it happen here? After all, this country's turned against God. Do you think God's going to protect us from the tyrants?
I watched Robert Kennedy Jr. on a panel two or three days ago on C-SPAN, and he said he had just got his new Oxford dictionary, his new revised dictionary, and he said, when you get a marrying of government and industry, and he said, do you think maybe that looks like something? He said, that's called...
It's called fascism. All right, it's called corporate socialism. It's exactly what they had in Benito's Mussolini, but it was also had what they have in communist China today, and they had in Russia. They have in Russia
exactly
today.
Exactly the very same thing.
Right. Okay. Anything to add to that, Mike?
Well, it's true. I mean, that's what I try to open the eyes of Americans that this is. You're talking about totalitarianism here. This is not a democracy. The UN is not a democracy. It's not an elected body. It's a supranational global government.
And, of course, many of the people there also have a different religious view. Robert Mueller, who is a Luciferian, was many years the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. And if you haven't read Robert Mueller's writing, that's not the same Robert Mueller who was the FBI. This is the occultist, the follower of Alice Bailey. If you go back and you read the article in Foreign Affairs magazine in April of 1975 by Richard Gardner, he talked about how we would do an end run around the Constitution using GATT and the World Trade Organization and the Law of the Sea Treaty, April of 1974, long-term planning. And, of course, that Richard Gardner, he was a Rhodes Scholar, and, of course, he was a good friend of Bill Clinton's.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been the secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most
eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you will understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is Mike Clem. He's from Freedom America, and we're talking about the problems that face America today as far as the United Nations that people really don't understand. This is a long-range plan. It's been around for hundreds of years, and that is that America would lead the world into this new world order. Now, most people in Europe don't want the European Union. They want to maintain their sovereignty. They want to maintain their independence, and they want to maintain their freedom. But there is a ruling elite who really doesn't want that. They're people of great wealth, ties to international banking and the international corporations, and, of course, the great tax-exempt foundations and the people who run many of our universities. They believe in a ruling elite. But then they also have a different worldview and a different view of God. And they're the major force behind this move towards world government. And, of course, they're using this phony environmental issue. And they create problems all the time. And then, of course, the solution is always more government control, or as the case of nuclear energy, well, we can't have nuclear energy because we don't know what to do with the spent fuel rods. Why don't we reprocess them like everybody else in the world? Oh, we couldn't do that. Why we might make some plutonium or something like that, or the terrorists might steal the fuel rods or something. Well, everybody else in the world is reprocessing their spent fuel rods. Why are we going to yoke a mountain up in Nevada and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to build a repository when we could actually get something of real value by reprocessing the fuel rods? And the thing is that they don't want the American people to know that's what's going on in the rest of the world, because they don't want nuclear energy. They want, of course, to make it dependent on natural gas so they can create artificial shortages, so they can run up the prices, so they can impoverish the American people. It should be so obvious, and yet Most people can't see it. They're intentionally running up the price of oil. Why? When it gets up to gasoline, 5, 6, 8 gallons, dollars a gallon, why, you'll be cutting back on your use of your car, and you'll be getting a bicycle. And if you live in Santa Cruz, where I do, there are all these empty bicycle lanes. I mean, you got your cars running a single lane, you know, and all the rims for the bicycles, and nobody on the bicycles, but they're planning on getting you there, just like they have in Beijing, China. At least they used to in Beijing. Now everybody's getting a car, and they want to get us on the bicycles. We live in a world gone mad. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you doubt what I'm saying, you need to get their master plan, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by Cambridge University Press, or our summary of that, which is in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, along with the Earth Charter and the World Bank Water Policy and the Population Control Agenda Monograph, and the plans that they have to kill off the majority of the world's population, because, after all, one of the great threats to the world is humanity itself. Well, Mike, you know, as we look and see what's happening, it looks like increasingly America's coming under the control of this world government. In fact, the first thing that George Bush did after we got into the mess in Iraq was somebody asked him, well, who are you going to turn the power over to in Iraq? And he said, we're waiting for Mr. Brahimi to tell us. And most Americans didn't even know who Brahimi was. But Brahimi, of course, is a United Nations official. We even have the Brahimi report in our Millennial Madness syllabus here. He had put that in the year 2000. But the average American doesn't understand that it is really the United Nations hierarchy that are ruling things behind the scenes.
Oh, yes. We heard from Fred, who works there in fishing along your beautiful coastline, and how the UN is, affects people's lives to go down to sea in ships. And I think people are shocked to find out that the UN has laid claim to 47, what they call, biosphere preserves in the United States. And that's about 70 million acres. And that the UN can bypass congressional authority and tell us, how to manage our own land.
And so they give the orders to the state, who gives it the order to the local planning commission, and they tell you what to do, but the real orders are coming from United Nations bureaucrats.
Exactly, yeah. It's amazing. I think people are surprised to find that they have designated everything from Independence Hall and the Statue of Liberty to Yellowstone National Park as UN World Heritage Sites, placed under, the UN would have some authority in that. It's happening. If we wake up, and that's why we're out there plugging away. We encourage people to call their congressman, call their senator, write their representative, write their letters to the editor. We conduct national petition campaigns, and last year we delivered about 500,000 petitions to get us out of the UN, and we're well on our way this year. We've got about 340,000 we've already sent to Congress, urging them to pull us out of this this group and preserve our sovereignty. I'd like to mention Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, who's a great champion of our liberty and freedom, and we support his bill, H.R. 1146, the American Sovereignty Restoration Act, because it does exactly what it says. It would restore our sovereignty by ending our membership in the United Nations. And we're working to support the passage of that bill. And I would encourage every American listening, all your listeners, to let their congressman know that they want to see H.R. 1146 passed.
And I think it's so important that you let your congressman know that if you do not support this sort of legislation, then that congressman obviously is violating the oath he swore to uphold our Constitution, because, of course, UN and American sovereignty cannot exist together. We would either be members of the United Nations and lose our sovereignty and our freedom and our possessions and perhaps our lives, or we'll get out of the United Nations and then try to help the rest of the world out of this planned program for the New World Order, the New World Religion, which is the ancient plan of the secret societies. In fact, we have a book by that title. So, okay, so let's, we've got Ben calling in here. Hi, Ben, how are you doing?
Good afternoon. Hello?
Go right ahead, Ben.
Okay, yes. My question for your guest is this. Could he please fill us in, talking about the UN, the U.S., and Iraq? Mr. Negroponte was put into some position of great power there. Could he please fill us in on what Mr. Negroponte is doing now? We know what he did in South America. What's he doing there, and what is it costing the taxpayer? Please let them know. I have a rough idea, but your guest, I'm sure, is well informed on Mr. John Negroponte.
Actually, we don't have anything in front of me. I haven't really looked into that. What do you have that...
Well, I just hear he's doing a lot of what Henry Kissinger has done, and this guy is absolutely... They put him in power, and then he seems to have gone underground immediately, so which makes me say, we better look, because are we going to get another 9/11 whitewash? Because you know that super-secret czar that they've installed, I think that was the agenda before that meeting hit day one.
Oh, you're speaking now of what, of the 911 Commission?
Yeah, the 911 Commission, where they want this new super-secret czar over all the other secret czars, a new level of secrecy, and next door to the president's office. Doesn't that do away with balance of powers between the judicial and executive?
Well, I'm very, very concerned about it, because I think the whole thing is a cover. They knew the attack was coming. And
well, of course, that's the reason.
You get my latest newsletter, and it becomes pretty obvious there's a smoking gun in the report, the 9/11 Commission hearings.
Yep.
And, you know, the most amazing thing is it's never been mentioned by the media. It's never been mentioned by anyone on that commission.
Yep.
And you wonder why that would be. Well, you get my July newsletter, and you'll find out what the smoking gun is. They were monitoring the planes that morning, but they can't let the American people know that they were monitoring the planes and did absolutely nothing to stop them from coming in.
And Norman Edder was there while Cheney was at that console that showed the action of what was going on with the plane hitting, and he asked him, well, what do we do now? And then Mr. Cheney said to Mr. Norman Edder, this is verifiable and it's on the internet, he says, change what order? There is no change of orders. Proceed as ordered. Now, what were those orders?
Good question.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. And watch John Negroponte, because he's the new Kissinger. These people belong in that world court, just along with Bush and Cheney and the rest of them. I don't care if it's not right or left wing. It's good Americans versus the bad ones. The good ones love our Constitution and our country, and let's protect our enemies against the enemies. Let's protect our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Please keep your oaths, government employees.
Amen, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ben. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Mike Clem, who comes from freedomamerica.org. And, of course, their desire is to educate the American people about the danger of the United Nations. And we do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will call and get their material. What we've seen it, if it's very accurate, pointing out that we are hearing the majority of the cost. There's nobody else who's anywhere even near close. I think the closest in the country is, I think, France or something. They carry about 6% of the
6%.
Cost. What do we carry? Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
And we carry well over 20% of the cost. So why do we carry so much more than anybody else? Why? Because we're the major force behind this whole thing, but they can't let the American people know that our leaders have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is this internationalist dream, and both the Republicans and the Democrats are pushing globalization, which is aimed at building up the economies of the third world countries and impoverishing this nation. That's what it's about, and it doesn't matter whether you get a George Bush presidency or a John Kerry presidency, the same policies will continue. Because they all come out of the Council on Foreign Relations and, I suspect, the Cut, Skull, and Bone Society. Well, what other things would you like to bring up to our listeners today, Mike?
Well, I guess we can't stress enough that we can still fight back, but it takes every American speaking out. You know, it's so easy to sit back and say, oh, I can't do that. I can't call my congressman or write a letter to the editor or do anything, but you can. You can do those things. You can tell friends, neighbors. You can sign petitions from groups like us, Freedom America, and others that are fighting to protect our sovereignty and our individual liberty. And if we don't, we'll lose it. I guess we just can't stress enough. That's what we try to do, is put the information out there. We do the research and try to distribute it. We send our reports to the public, to the media, to Congress. We rely on the generosity of folks like you who let us on the airwaves to get the word out. And it takes us fighting. We've been able to something like the Kyoto Treaty, which isn't ratified yet, things like that. We've been able to, you know, stop in Congress, but it's always by a few votes. It's always there, and it takes constant vigilance.
I think people have to realize the other side is not going to give up. They have given the whole of their lives to the destruction of America. They're working at the highest levels of our government. They lost the Law of the Sea Treaty. They'll be back again. They've been trying to get it through since 1974. They will keep coming back on the Kyoto Protocol. They have new plans there that they're trying to get through to limit the freedom of the American people. And, of course, they will put this on as some sort of amendment onto maybe the military appropriations, something of that sort, and sneak it through in the middle of the night when nobody even knows the legislation's going through. These people are not worried about the rule of law. They have an agenda. They believe a rule of the elite. And the Congress is simply a necessary thing to have, but they really don't believe in representative government. They have their own agenda. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations. They work through the Bilderbergers. They work through the Trilateral Commission. They work through the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the Masons and the other secret societies. Yes, even through the Communist Party. The Communists are working here, right here, you know, and of course they usually back the Democrats, but it doesn't matter whether the Democrats or the Republicans get in. After all, the Communists backed Bill Clinton, and when Bill Clinton left office, and he stole all sorts of things from the White House, and there were also, I mean, he was selling pardons, and the Bush administration comes in and says, well, let's bygones be bygones, let's not worry about that, we'll just leave in all of these impossible executive orders and ignore all the violations of law and criminal activity by the previous administration. We just want a fresh start. And then they left so many of Bill Clinton's people that he had appointed in positions of power. Does it really make a lot of difference, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, they want to make us believe it does, but both parties, the leadership of both parties, are dedicated to the New World Order, the New World Religion. Do you ever have that feeling, Mike?
Yes, you know, you can't really distinguish between the two. They both pay lip service to, you know, to our constitutional rights and everything, but look what's going on now with the Patriot Act and different things that's happening to our civil liberties, our individual freedoms are being eroded away.
And you read the Patriot Act, there's not one mention there of Islamic terrorism. In fact, one of the members of the Project for the New American Century was a speaker. I asked him, you know, I was critical of the Patriot Act. I was accused of being pro-terrorist, pro-Osama bin Laden, you know. I was anybody who questions them, immediately attacked and demonized. And let me tell you, that's not what you do if you have nothing to hide. You discuss the issues, and the Patriot Act is not aimed at Islamic terrorism. It's aimed at you and I. And, of course, it massively expands the power of the government. And, of course, what nobody is telling you is that half of the Patriot Act actually deals with finance and banking, because you control the money, you control the people. Well, we've got Will calling from Missouri. Hi, Will, how are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. An excellent broadcast today.
Well, we're just about out of time. Got a quick question?
I have a quick statement, and I'd like, if you could address it, it'd be great. I just received spring edition of the Green Cross Optimist, the new magazine, and in the last article by Sam Williams, there is a brief statement that indicates that Miami, Florida, and Panama City, Panama, and Atlanta are embarked upon the quest of winning the Secretariat of the Free Trade Area of Americas. And I wonder whether your guest or yourself have any information as to the development of that contest, that we will actually have a new secretariat either in Miami or Atlanta or far worse.
Now, that would be, of course, the Secretariat for what now? That would be the Free Trade of the Americas?
Yes, the Free Trade Area of America.
All right, fine. Of course, that is the big move to consolidate first all of the trade zones in the Western Hemisphere, and then unite the currencies, and then unite the government. But they're not telling the American people that's what they really intend. After all, if they told them the truth, they would oppose it. But, of course, they lied. Just like they lied to the people of Europe about the European Union. Do you have any thoughts on that, Mike?
No, that's exactly sort of the first step, much like you said with the European Union.
And of course, the Green Cross is headed by that great paragon of virtue, Mikhail Gorbachev, the butcher of Afghanistan, but nobody's calling for war crime trials for Mikhail Gorbachev, are they?
Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, what would be the consequences or the ramifications that would be possible with China in control of the Panama Canal to have Panama City be the Secretariat for the Free Trade of Americas?
Amen. God bless. We're out of time. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And, Will, Mike, I want to thank you so much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. Give my best to Jamie. Maybe we'll get a chance to meet her sometime, or him sometime.
Great. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan here, and we have Barbara calling from Texas. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Yes, hello. Thank you. Really quickly, I just want to know, someone around here in Austin is doing all these workshops about oil depletion, saying that really the oil is all depleted and that there's just not going to be any more and that they're just not telling us about this. And I'm wondering if there's any truth in that, or what do you know about that?
I think it's a great scam. It's called Hebert's Peak or something of the sort. And what they're trying to make you feel is that they're running out of oil and there are no more dinosaurs, so we're not going to have any more oil. Do you remember those cartoons they had back in 1973 when the phony oil crisis then at that time?
Yes.
All right, fine. Basically, you need to get the book, The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams. I've checked out the facts. I believe them to be true. There's plenty of oil, but there is a crisis, mainly because they blocked our drilling. They've blocked the drilling of pipelines. So they've created a crisis, but they're great at that.
Aren't they ever? So you don't think there's any...
Hold on just a moment.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course we have Barbara calling in from Texas. She says that there's somebody going all over Austin telling us, oh, they're out of oil. You know, my goodness, you know, no more oil, the earth's running out of oil. And of course, you must understand, Barbara, this is an excuse for our going into the Middle East. And the whole rationale is, well, maybe there weren't any weapons of mass destruction, and maybe we didn't go over there because we really wanted to get rid of Saddam. We went over there because we had to go over there because whoever controls the oil of the Middle East controls the world, and we couldn't have the communists, the Russians control it, could we? So there are a lot of people who would accept this rationalization. What they don't understand is that great oil companies have financed the environmental movement, which has been used to cut back on drilling in this country, has been used to prevent a development of nuclear energy, has been used to block the development of the oil resources up there, you know, on the North Slope. There's plenty of oil. Get the book, Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams, by calling 1-800-544-8927. I think you get it cost $8. But you'll get a great deal of great information on that. And after you've read that and realize I've checked the facts and I believe them to be true, then I think you'll be better position to point out that they've created the crisis because they've got a solution. And that's perpetual war against Islam. Anything else, Barbara? Well, I guess we lost Barbara. Well, we're out of time here. So this is the time when, of course, we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day, and you can join by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to give serious consideration to going to our website at radioliberty.com to tell other people about our radio programs that can be heard 5 hours a day on the Internet, 5 hours a day on radio someplace in the country, 4 hours a day on shortwave. Our evening program is at 7.315 megahertz. Also, it's supposed to be on 7.535. We'd appreciate if you listen to both of them and let us know of which one's coming in the best, but we've heard that 7.315 is coming in very well. That's 7.315 for the program 8 to 10 Pacific, 10 to 12 Central, and 11 to 1 on the eastern side, but either 7.315 or 7.535 megahertz. Please check that out. Tell other people about our programs. Encourage them to listen. Encourage them to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, cultural, ideological, financial, educational battlefield. Remember, we're going to have a meeting here in Santa Cruz on the 6th of November. It's going to be all day long. It's going to be an unforgettable meeting. We're going to bring in some great guests from all across America. Going to start early and go late. Going to include luncheon, $49.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We hope to have a sellout crowd. We hope many of you will want to get the video. They sold their souls for rock and roll. Where you'll hear the people talking about how they sold their souls to the devil. And these are the rock stars, but believe me, some of them are working in banking today. Some of the people who sold their souls are working in government, in Congress, in the Senate, at every level of our society today. People have made a pact with the devil. And what does the devil want? Why, he wants a one-world government and a new world religion. You want to get our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley, because so many of the rock stars are disciples of Aleister Crowley. You need to get our 4-tape set on what's happening in the Christian church, the church growth movement. Our 4-tape set on what's happening in the Catholic church, the wisdom of Malachi Martin. You need to get my book and or video. It's entitled The Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and so on tomorrow at the same time. Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.